Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Thursday, June 2nd, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, President Biden expected to sign off on a House and Senate approved bill that raised the nation's debt ceiling for the next 2 years. Senate voting last night 63-36 in favor of the measure. Fiscal Responsibility Act will suspend the debt limit through January 1st of 2025. Two, Governor Whitmer has formed the Growing Michigan Together Council to investigate why people are leaving the state and come up with a strategy to attract and protect jobs. She says they'll focus on upgrading transportation, improving education, and keeping the state's economic momentum going. Three, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt will send National Guard troops to the southern border in response to Texas Governor Greg Abbott's call for reinforcements. Stitt says he believes it's in the best interest of Oklahoma and the nation to take decisive action to address what he calls the federal government's utter failure to secure the southern border. That's where we start this hour two of the Friday Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us here on the program. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter to find the show and podcast versions of today's show and past shows at SteveGruber.com or wherever you find your audio. Hear something a second time, grab something you missed, share it with a friend. All on the Steve Gruber Show podcasts. Jack Spencer coming up this hour from the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk about the Energy Department's bid to regulate gas stoves out of existence. Congressman Tim Walberg also on the Fiscal Responsibility Act and what happens next in Washington on spending and priorities for the rest of the calendar year. Governor Ron DeSantis campaigning in Iowa yesterday. And there is a showdown, perhaps, is the way to put it, between the media and the governor and his campaign. The governor believes he doesn't necessarily need to talk to some of the legacy corporate media types in the course of the campaign. They won't respond to requests for comment. He has done just fine in Florida with this strategy. And so they're essentially taking it national with the presidential campaign. And so now you see these stories pop up. There was an actual story yesterday that went around and echoed through the usual places about Governor DeSantis not quite being unsure how to say his last name. The story was, well, you know, here he said DeSantis and there he said DeSantis, and it's a big scandal that Ron DeSantis, or DeSantis, doesn't say his name the exact same way every time he says it. That was an actual story that happened yesterday, that went around yesterday. I think it was Axios. There was another interaction between the governor and the media yesterday, and it was between AP reporter Steve Peoples and the governor in Iowa. So the governor is, you can't see what's happening, but in this sound clip, the governor is shaking hands. The governor is taking a picture with a voter, and he's working the people. He's working the line. He's talking with them. He's answering questions. As he's talking to voters and answering their questions, this is what the AP reporter asks him. And then the governor's response, of course. This is cut two from Ron DeSantis yesterday in Iowa.
Why not take any questions from voters, Governor? Governor, how come you're not taking questions from voters?
It's not coming up to me, talking to me. What are you talking about? I'm not here working with people. Are you blind?
What?
Are you blind?
I'm not blind.
Okay, so people are coming up to me, talking to me, whatever they want to talk to me about.
All right, in case you couldn't hear, a little loud there in the restaurant where he was, Steve Peoples asks, why haven't you taken any questions from voters so far? Why didn't you take questions from voters? I think he's referring to essentially not doing like a town hall style format. He asks this question as the governor is taking questions from voters, as he is talking and answering questions from voters. And so DeSantis says, people are coming up to me, talking to me. What are you talking about? Are you blind? Are you blind? People are coming up to me, talking to me, whatever they want to talk to me about. So as you might imagine, in this fractured political world, both sides shared the clip as evidence they were in the right. Steve Peoples and other members of Legacy Media shared and said, what a mean guy Ron DeSantis is, lashing out at this AP reporter. And I think you heard, is that lashing out? That's like responding to a question in a loud environment. That's no problem. And the governor's campaign people pushed it out too because, well, it shows how the governor treats members of the media asking silly, silly questions. Jonathan Martin, who is senior political columnist at Politico, saw this interaction yesterday between Governor DeSantis and Steve Peoples of the AP, and he tweets, there's an element of super PAC playing to online base here. Like, DeSantis shuts down the media. So he's saying he kind of understands why this is happening. But listen to this. Listen to what Jonathan Martin says. The larger problem with DeSantis' reaction is it shows he still doesn't grasp the bad will he's courting by, in this case, lashing out at one of the top reporters for the AP. You got that? Governor DeSantis is courting bad will if he continues to lash out at one of the top reporters for the AP. So first of all, lashing out is a very different definition for Jonathan Martin than it does for me. That was not lashing out at a reporter. But B, think about this. He doesn't grasp the bad will he's courting. What is Jonathan Martin explicitly, or implicitly, I guess, admitting here? If Governor DeSantis doesn't play ball with Steve Peoples of the AP and Jonathan Martin of Politico and Axios and NBC and CNN, he's risking some bad coverage. They might not give him a fair shake if he won't talk to them. First of all, that's not how journalism is supposed to work. I got to tell you, that's not how it's supposed to go. The president is not very nice to reporters. You don't hear this sort of talk about that. The president is forced to get questions in advance from reporters so he can answer them. You don't hear this kind of talk about President Biden. And B, you're saying that he does not have bad will already? You've seen the coverage that Governor DeSantis has received from his time as governor of Florida, from the so-called Don't Say Gay bill, from his interactions, his fight with Disney. You're saying that all that stuff is fair, but now he might be courting some bad will by having a little conversation with an AP reporter? There's a lot of telling on themselves in these conversations about DeSantis' interactions with various reporters. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Jack Spencer from Heritage coming up next on the program.
I have some very heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless. You know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna. by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.